VOA News via remote. French President Emmanuel Macron will travel to Lebanon Thursday to show his support a day after that devastating blast at a port city in the capital, Beirut. The Lebanon Red Cross said in a morning statement that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials say they expected the official casualty figures to rise as crews worked their way through rubble of damaged buildings and people searching for missed family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they say was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face, quote, the most severe penalties, unquote. France has pledged to send government personnel, along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment, to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. And U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon as well. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday, that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in Congress next week. The two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages, with Democrats calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Among the items under discussion are sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, and aiding the U.S. Postal Service. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there's been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. The World Health Organization is blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They are more likely also to go to their jobs, to the beach, to a bar, or out shopping. The United States, France, Germany, and Spain, in addition to Japan, are among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo have said they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district, where many young people gather. They are also asking nightclubs to ensure partygoers have plenty of space. And President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd, the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios, which is a media outlet, and for HBO, came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a video meeting. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown. Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, which is America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of troops from 13,000 to 8,600 and vacated five Afghan military bases. The deal called for all American and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is promising to protect Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigners who have fled the city and denounced China after Beijing said that police had ordered the arrests of overseas activists. Chinese state media said late Friday that Hong Kong police had ordered the arrest of six pro-democracy activists living in exile on suspicion of violating a tough new security law that bans subversion and other perceived offenses. And in global trading, European markets are posting strong gains Wednesday, with investors apparently shrugging off the rising numbers of new COVID-19 cases around the world and the ongoing stalemate in Washington over a new round of emergency aid. Most Asian indices ended their trading sessions on higher ground. In commodities trading, gold continues its record-setting pace, selling at $2,056 per ounce. That's up 1.7%. And both U.S. crude oil and Brent crude prices are also up. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.